Hi Danielle, welcome to the show. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and also introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Danielle. I'm a songwriter, and that's what my main aim and goal is at the moment, and it's to become a professional songwriter, writing for other artists such as Dua Lipa, Mix, Ariana Grande.
So can you tell us a little bit about your journey? Like, how did you first of all get into songwriting? Let's start there.
I think I've been really lucky. I always say that I've always known that from when I was a kid. I don't know how it clicked in my brain. My mum and dad always said when I was a little child, I would sit in the back seat and the song Jade, Don't Walk Away From Me, Don't Walk Away. But yeah, that song would come on. And I would always sing and dance to it. So I think I've just always known that music is my pathway, that's my journey. And so I've always been like going into school, anything I would audition for plays, like even in primary school, I got to be the main Mary in the Christmas play and everything. So I just knew that. And I sang Sugar Babes in that, and like everyone was just like, oh my God, you can sing, oh my God, you can do it. So that's how I got the part. So like I just always known that music is my pathway. And then just even going into school when we had to do sixth form and going into like finding internships and stuff like that, I got really lucky. I just emailed a lady from XL Recordings and said, I'm looking for work experience, would you be up for taking me on for a few weeks? And she emailed me back straight away and she's like, yeah, come in for interview. And I came in. And she was just like, yeah, you can start on Monday. So it's been super easy in those terms and that term. And then I've been also lucky that I've been able to work in the music industry and work in the creative side and going to uni, learning about music. And I just thought to myself, that I want to be in the music industry. I want to be in the creative side, definitely. But it's just so hard to become an artist today. It's just too many people wanting to be artists, people even waking up tomorrow and being like, you know what, I think I could be a rapper or I could be a singer. So there's just too many people to compete with. So I've always known about songwriting because, I used to buy the CDs, read the back of the CDs and the little booklets and find out who wrote that, and always been surprised when I hear like, so and so wrote that song or that so and so wrote that song. And I'm just like, oh, the actual artist didn't write the song, someone else wrote it. So I've just always been kind of interested in that world and knowing that if I did become an artist, I also wanted to be a songwriter. And then I kind of started to see people like Neo, people like The Dream actually say like they weren't Neo or The Dream before, they were Neo, The Dream, the songwriter. And then once they got their platform, once they got some money, a network, a label that believed in themselves, or a situation that believed in themselves, they could then become Neo or The Dream or Sia. Or even Jessie J, the artist, because they were all songwriters before they transitioned to being the artist. So I thought I can take a stab at that and see how it goes. And then I just found a real love for songwriting. It just matches with me now. Everything, my head gears towards songwriting and music. So yeah, that's
So
kind of that.
I mean, you've had quite a lot of experience anyway. Like, I think just generally speaking, building up that network is always really important. But you also went to music school. So what do you think is the most beneficial thing? I mean, does music school have its place, or, where does it fit in your experience?
It fits quite well in my experience because at a point where I used to sit on the computer till 3 or 4 o'clock at night, researching who wrote this song, artists, even music directors, because I was just so interested in the music industry and how it works. And going to music school gave me kind of a bit more of a structure. I already knew. I remember like sitting in music business and no one knowing. I think the teacher asked someone like, "How does an artist? Is it like an artist contract? Is it based on albums or years?" And I put my hand and I explained it's like a contract for an artist is based on albums. They contract you for 5 albums and you have to do 5 albums. And if you don't, that means you've broken your contract. And then everyone was just like, "How do you know all this stuff?" And I'm just like, "Because I research it. I research it in my own time and I've done it, the studying before." But music school kind of helped me network with people, kind of like get guidance from the teachers, get feedback. And sometimes when you're at home by yourself, you're not giving yourself feedback because it's just you and your music. So I feel that music school is good. And I think it's always good to learn your craft if you can. If you're a genius at it, there's some people that has never stepped foot in a school and they can like play piano and do all these magical things with their voices and they're amazing. And but I think that being able to learn your craft and just like know the A's and the B's and the C's of what you're doing, it will always help you and you'll never stop learning. I don't think, for me, I'm still at the beginning of my journey, but even when I get to the top of my journey, I'm still going to be like, maybe I should pick up a course, maybe I should learn from this songwriter, like get better and better, because I think that's the only way you're going to get better and stay in the mix is if you keep on learning. If you just say, oh, I'm the best at it, you'll never get better because someone else will come along and new things will come along and you just need to be on top of your game, just learning and getting better. So I think music school does help, but if you're a genius at it, then you might say different, but for me it helps for networking and just learning how to learn, because you know it, you need to learn things every single day, and that's just in general as well.
So like investing in yourself and being able to, you know, constantly improve and always have that mindset that like you can always be overtaken. You can always have someone to overtake you as well. So keep on your game.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. So let's take it back to your journey with Hypertribe as well. So how did you find us?
So it was during the pandemic last year, 2020. I can't remember what month. I guess it might have been like April, May.
Sounds about right.
And I was literally just sitting on my phone, and like literally the pandemic took everyone for a shock, but for me I had been working on my demos and stuff like that beforehand in the studio, and now coming into the pandemic I didn't know what kind of like a routine to kind of like work with the producer, get things sorted. So I was kind of like looking for things to do in the meantime to just keep on going, and then I was just scrolling through Instagram one afternoon, and then the advert came up to apply for Hypertribe mentorship scheme. And I've always said to myself, and my mum's always said to me, like, Danielle, I think you've gone past the stage of like, you know, coaching, life coaching and stuff like that. It's now time for you to find a mentor that you can go back and forth with. They can give you like guidance, tips, advice, like one-on-one kind of like tuition for what you need to do, and the person needs to be within your career path. So it needs to be someone that's in the music industry, knows what they're doing, and can kind of guide you a bit further to the next level. So I've always been on the lookout for a mentorship or a mentor. So I just saw that advert and I thought, might as well try. I didn't think I was going to get it. I was literally surprised when I got the email, because I was just like, so many people must have like applied for this because everyone's at home and everyone's probably thinking the same thing. So I just applied for it and I completely forgot about it. And then when I saw the email in my email box, I was like, I got it. And I just like ran downstairs to my mom and I was like, I got it. And she's like, okay, Danielle, like, so you know what to do next. So yeah. So I was very lucky again that I was given that opportunity. And yeah. And that kind of like kick-started what I'm doing now currently. So it's kind of given me like a kick up the butt, if that makes sense, because the pandemic kind of stole my confidence. I know what I'm doing and I know what my direction is, but it stole my wind. I was like, what should I do now? Like, what's the next step? But yeah.
Okay. So that whole journey as well, I think it's really important to understand where your head was at as well, because how long ago had you finished music school?
I finished music school, so think about it now. I must have finished in 2015.
5 years ago or something like that.
Cool. So yeah, and then literally I've just been, since been in music school, I've been working in the music business side. So like working, again, I've been really lucky with jobs, like working at Sony Music, working at BMG, and now currently working at Sky in their music department. So I've been out of the kind of the learning creative side. So not having someone to like bounce back ideas. I guess when you're in education, you always kind of have that kind of those four safety walls. So if anything goes wrong, you can go back to your teacher, or you can go back to like someone at school and or talk to another student and just have someone talk to you. But when you're on your own and you're independent doing everything, it's kind of like you're
on
your
own now. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're kind of like left and lurch, like, okay, I need some support, I need some help. So let's talk about, you were paired with Leo, and it's weird, I do know Leo for a really, really long time, but like we went to university in the same area, so we kind of ended up hanging out with similar people. And I think we did a showcase at some point together. I'm not too sure, I have to check that. So it was a bit of a strange thing, because it was like almost as if, you know, you're re-meeting in London, but also now it was that, you know, you guys were paired together, and I think it was a good match, right? There was kind of like a really good relationship that started to spark with you guys as well.
Yeah, like again, I was lucky to get Leo because, and still to this day, like me and Leo message each other and like we support each other on Instagram and stuff like that. It's gone past mentorship now. Like she's kept up like the friendship. And I think that's also a good thing when you take on mentorship. Leo actually broke down like the mentor and mentee walls and made it text me if you need anything, if you need a producer or someone, that like, just text me, like don't have to be like in like a formal email, just text me and like let me know. So now that's how the relationship is going. But during the whole process, Leo was amazing. Like she believed in me and told me this is what you need to do, because I was like saying I've got all these ideas but I don't know if I should do them, I don't know if people like my music, what should I do as a songwriter, because I was doing all these demos but I wasn't letting them be heard. So she was just like, you know, like let these ideas out. And that's how I came up with my Instagram idea, which is Don't Bore to Get to the Chorus. Leo even gave me the name, so we sat down and we kind of like sat down and just worked out different things and different plans. And that was because of Leo and kind of helping me and guiding me. And that's the whole point of having a mentor, kind of like guiding you and giving you ideas. Like you've got everything's in you, but sometimes you just need someone to show you what's in you. You don't believe in yourself until someone says, hey, you've got magic in you. You've got to look deeper in yourself and see the magic. And I think that's what Leo did for me as well, because I've had these ideas for years. I just never had the confidence to say, okay, I'm going to post my first video on Instagram and I don't care how many likes I get. So yeah.
And so it's just that like extra push and it's that extra support. We're gonna be there for you. I think you've really touched on something there that's constant that we don't necessarily realize, you know, to quite a big extent, which is that you kind of do always have that support. Essentially, you've got a support network that you accidentally build, and I'm pretty sure a lot of it, especially on the first cohort, there was a lot of the mentees supported each other as well. I know that, you know, you can see on Instagram as well that everyone's constantly communicating, and it's almost like this wider network that's obviously developing. But I think that's true for all kind of like a lot of the people that we have as hypertropers, like yourself, a lot of support and mentorship that kind of also goes on around that. So it's interesting.
No, I was just going to say, because definitely from Hypertribe, I've kind of gained a network, like from the other mentees and stuff like that. Like I've got people that are following me now that are in the same industry and have the same dreams, same goals. And it's just good to be around people that have the same passion for you, because it's all good and good to be talking to your friends, but they don't understand it. They don't, like, I'll be like, I'm doing this and that, and they're like, why are you doing that? Like, that doesn't make sense. But whereas when I'm talking to someone that's on the same journey as me or similar journey, they understand, like, oh yeah, I know A&Rs can be hard to talk to and blah blah blah, these industry meetings and parties are all the same and blah blah blah. They understand what you're going through, and I've gained that through Hypertribe. And it was easy. It didn't have to be kind of like, oh, should I message this person? Like Hypertribe kind of delivered it on a plate for you, and all you had to do was talk to each other and everyone was in the same boat, so it wasn't like weird. And then also from you, like Kimmy's been amazing. Like literally I have my monthly sessions with Kimmy, so I've gained like another mentor, and then that's Kimmy, and she's kind of like helped me, give me steps, and we've kind of sat down exactly the same thing that I did with Leo, but it's just like on another level. So within a year I've managed to gain a whole kind of like network of mentors, other people that I can talk to that's in the same industry, and that's because Hypertribe kind of opened that door for me. So
that's awesome. No, that's awesome, and it makes me happy that obviously we can help with that journey and also help you to push towards your goals. But I'm hoping, because there was something that I wanted to cover actually in this, which is I think at the beginning I think that you were a bit unsure about obviously joining Hypertribe. Like, let's all be honest. And I wanted to know what made the switch. You were like, okay, let me just try this. Because I know that was the words that obviously was there. It was like, let me just try it.
Yeah.
And then you did try it. And then like, almost as if like you just flourished with a lot of stuff. And it's been awesome. It's been an awesome journey. Yeah.
I guess it was just kind of like, because we did the first month, Leah, and that was kind of the introduction part, and I really enjoyed it. And then it was coming into do it a bit more full time, like actually joining on to like the whole Hypertribe thing, and I kind of got kind of worried. I didn't want to be, I don't know,
it's a new brand, right? It's a, you don't know whether to trust it or not.
Yeah, but like, it's not even like it's a new brand. My teacher told me once that there's some people that will forever stay in music schools and education and stuff like that because they're too scared to make the jump. They don't believe in themselves that it's like, now it's time, you've got what you've got, just go and do what you need to do. And she's like, you don't want to be one of those people that is always forever like, you know what, I need to take another course, you know what, I'm not ready yet. And I just felt maybe going back into the whole kind of thing I'm doing, I'll just be forever, you know what, I need to find another mentor, or you know what, I need to join another course, or you know what, you know. And then before I know it, my mom would be like, Danielle, what are you doing? You've done enough like research and studying, you need to do what you need to do.
But then
I took the first, we did our first one-to-one session, and literally you made me feel on top of the world. You made me feel this isn't just another course or another thing to join. You made me feel like we've got an action plan, you believed in me, you gave me the motivation. So I went downstairs straight away and told my mum, and was just like, you know what, mum, like, I just feel like I can do this, like I can be a professional songwriter. And I, like, you gave me that, like, literally that's what was the switch that night when we had that conversation. And I just felt like, yeah, I can do this. Like, there's no ifs and buts, there's nothing that can stop me, I can do this. And that was you, so that's a massive thank you. And
no, that's awesome. Like, I'm glad that we can obviously that we can help with that. And I just want to know, like, you know, what is that, what has that progression been like for you? Because I mean, I think there's a lot of people out there that would kind of go, well, that's great for you, but like, how would that really apply to me? Like, what did you, what have you, I mean, when did you start? I think maybe like end of last year, right?
Something end like of August, last year,
like September or something like that. And then in those few months, what's the kind of progression been? I mean, I know there's successes because obviously we talk about it.
Yeah.
But if you can tell a little bit about, like, you know, what's your journey been like?
So since, like, having, like, the one-to-ones with Kimmy and working, like, in the Hyper Tribe and stuff like that and the team, I just keep on getting better and better every month. So, like, I've now got a routine, like, making sure I do a demo every week. So I'm a songwriter, so I have to do demos every week. Well, you don't have to do a demo every week, but that's my routine now to make sure I keep my skills going and just to become a songwriter, get better and better. So we've got, like, a plan. So do demos every week. I've got my Don't Bore Us, Get to the Chorus. Check it out. It's on my Instagram. And basically, that's a monthly kind of edition of just a chorus of my tracks. And we're also working on other things. Like, we're just planning, like, for different things this year. And I think that's what having a mentor and having a one-to-one, and this is for everyone, like, literally everybody needs it. And this is when I was starting, like, going through uni and stuff like that, I was looking for a mentor and just emailing people. They never get back to you. They never, like, have enough time, or they don't want to commit to, like, you're getting a monthly session and you're getting so much information and so much content and what stuff that you can go back to. Like, I've never in my life, and I said this to you before, never ever filled out, no, never applied for any funds before. And doing Hyper Tribe has opened my, I never thought I could apply for funds and stuff like that because I work full time. I thought it was always for people that solely get their money from their creative industry. But you opened my eyes and kind of told me, like, you can apply for different funds, and you helped me. We sat down, I'd write out the answers, I would send you the answers, you would send me back feedback, and like, you, like, I felt like I was in school again, and that's how I like to learn as well. I like to do the first draft and for the teacher to go back and say, no, Danny, I'll take that line out. No, add this line in, blah, blah, blah. I think you should do a video instead of writing the 50-page answer. It was just good to have someone to bounce back your ideas and get results. And then, for example, like, I've been shortlisted for funds, and I've even got funds as well. So I've won some funds as well. And so it just, you know, it's opened my eyes, and I just feel like I'm 100% better. When I think about last 2019 to where I am now, and we've also been through a pandemic, I've literally flourished, and that's down to you guys. Like, I'm just...
You did the work. We didn't do the work. I mean, you know, we're there to support, and obviously we're putting guidance, but definitely you're a hustler as well. Like, you really do put a lot into everything, and you're super serious about your career. And that's what, you know, I love coming across people like you, so that we have something to really work with. Like, if you're serious about your career, like, we're ready to be serious too. And yeah, and I think that's really important. But you've got some really exciting stuff coming up this year as well.
So
can you tell us a little bit about that? Can you tell us a little about what's coming up for you, what's going to be releasing, et cetera, all those kind of things?
Well, the things I'm coming up with, we're working on is doing a songwriting reel, but commercially releasing it. So a bit kind of like from a songwriter's point of view. So, you know, when you see like Sagala or Rudimental, they're DJs and they're doing getting like Becky Hill or Ella Eyre to feature or sing the vocals basically on their tracks. But I've never seen anyone do it from a songwriter's point of view. So the songwriter write the song and get like session vocalists or actual artists to actually sing the songs and it be like Danielle featuring Becky Hill. So I'm gonna go down that stream and see how that works. And it's basically really, it's just kind of another a vehicle, I like to say vehicles, to my destination. My destination is to become a professional songwriter, get signed and get into the rooms with Little Mix, in the rooms with Ariana Grande, in the rooms with Drake and Chris Brown, and work with those people. So these are just vehicles to my destination. And I think this is a kind of a vehicle to go show A&Rs and other music professionals that my songs are viable and they can work and they can hear it on the radio and they can hear what it sounds like. And then they'll be able to see, like, she's a good songwriter. Let's invite her in for a session and stuff like that. So that's one thing that I'm working on this year. And hopefully it comes to fruition. It will. And then also, like, another vehicle is Don't Bore Us, Get to the Chorus, what I mentioned before, which is like a monthly Instagram series. And that was really just to get my name moving and shaking on the social media world. And that's what, again, because songwriters always behind the scenes, you never really see a songwriter. It's always the artist promoting the songs, the artist promoting everything on Instagram. The songwriter never really gets their shine. So I thought, let me try and create an Instagram series that will kind of like give you a look into what the songwriter does and how the songwriter kind of moves and what they produce and stuff like that. And it's also another networking tool to kind of get other songwriters to follow me, to like my stuff, to get the attention of A&Rs, because I was told that everybody's watching. So even if you post something, you might not get a DM message from an A&R person, but you never know, they might look at your story and might note down your name. And if they meet you at an industry party or they see your name again, they're like, oh yeah, I've seen you before. Like, they get more intrigued. So once you start building kind of the connection, they're going to be more inclined to like talk to you and get more interested, more into you, I guess. So that's the whole point of that. And then I'm just continuing to write demos and send out to music professionals and A&Rs, and hopefully other things will come up during the year. I've got a few more things that I'm like cooking in my mind, and I've also had some other opportunities that have literally come up this week that I need to tell you about.
I think I have an idea of what they might be,
I don't want to jinx it yet. But yeah, I need to tell you about it.
There is no doubt in my mind that you're an awesome songwriter, and there is no doubt in my mind that with your hustle and with your work ethic and also your talent, like, that you're going to be able to, in a year's time at least.
Yeah, thank you.
You're going to be where you need to be. So I'm just so glad that we can be a part of your journey. Like, it really is just such an honor. A lot of the time when people do come to us and they say, look, this is where I want to go, this is what I want to do, and then we can obviously install some of those processes along the way to help with that support as well, so that you don't, like, you're right, like, it's not about, it's about not feeling alone. Like, it's about being able to kind of like be on your journey. You direct your own journey every single time. Like, don't let anyone else live your own life, but there is an added kind of like layer of support. And so, yeah, I just want to say thank you for obviously trusting us and also being able to come on board with us, because I think it's been awesome to watch you grow. And you have, like, you're right, like, I think a lot of people during the pandemic were like, what am I going to do? And I don't doubt that we're going to be around for a little bit longer with this pandemic, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's about, what do you do with your time? There's no live, you can't go out and gig. So you've completely maximized that time, and you've been able to actually progress yourself so rapidly as well. It's been awesome to be on the sidelines just watching you, like, just go from next. So this year is going to be 10 times better, and it's going to be 10 times awesome. That sounds more awesome.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And literally, if anyone's listening to this, I'm sure loads of people are listening to this, you need a mentor, you need someone to guide you. And like, you hear about it with, like, when the big artists and stuff like that, they say, like, you know, this is my mentor, like, they've helped me and stuff like that. But it's just so hard to find a mentor. And literally, we need to have these organizations created for us, especially in the UK. I think we're still young in that sense. When you look at America, they some people, like, they have, like, their internships, everything. They just, they've built kind of an organisation for the music industry, for you to get into the music industry. Whereas here, we have internships, but they're just so far in between. To get into Sony Music internship scheme, I think over, like, 2,000 people applied, and there's only, like, 8 positions. So it's just, we need more things, and stuff like this, having Hypertribe and having a mentor and talking to Kimmy and talking to people and building a network, that's already there for you. So it kind of, like, helps you out, and it makes you confident, and you're not alone in this world of the music industry, because the music industry can be dark, it can be lonely, it can make you not believe in yourself, it can make you self-doubt, compare yourself to other people, why your journey is not moving as fast as other people. But as long as you can talk to someone and be like, this, that, and third, they can give you feedback, they can help you and bring your confidence and just bring your mood up, so you can feel like, I can do this, I've got this, and yeah, I just need to do this.
Yeah, we've talked about a lot of stuff, haven't we? Nothing's ever off the table. Everything kind of all comes together. Yeah. And I think it's important, even through my days of management, like, your mental state as an artist is so important and instrumental to where you are at the moment in your career. So if you're having a down day, a lot of the time, like, it's about being able to, whether it's us or whether it's someone within our network, to be able to just lean on them, to be able to say, like, hey, look, you know, how do you deal with this situation? And, you know, you can just, knowing that someone's out there that also had similar experience is also, you know, something quite beneficial, like saying, okay, I've dealt with that before. What I did was X, Y, Z as well. So that can always be helpful. But yeah, thank you, Danielle. Thank you so much for coming on.
Right.
Appreciate
thank
it
you.
So much. And yeah, we'll look forward to all the massive things that are to come this year from yes. you. And I think by the time this will be published, you might actually have one of those things out. So hopefully we can link all of that and everything yes. as well. So last thing, where can everybody find you?
So my Instagram, I mainly just have Instagram at the moment. I'm not, like, social media crazy. So you can find me on Brave Danielle, which is BraveDanielle, Brave Danielle Instagram. And yeah, just, you know, remember my name, Danielle. I'm going to be the next biggest songwriter, writing the biggest hits for your favorite artists.
We'll play this back in 10 years time and be like, remember when?
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks very much, Danielle.
Thank you so much. Thank you.